What's your stock pick right now, Mia?
I will go for Berkshire Hathaway. I think Warren Buffett has taken a very cautious approach. He's sitting with a lot of cash. He's actually trimmed back his positions. And he's much more cautious than many of the other managers in the market. When I listen to some of the larger managers locally and then some of the ones I follow abroad, they are very similar positioned to Buffett. And when you look at the share price, it has actually not recovered as we've seen with many of the other shares. So the euphoria around many of the other shares have bounced through on their prices, where Berkshire Hathaway is still trading at a depressed price, where I think you'd be much better off in a cautious position like that at this moment.
Mark, are you taking it offshore or keeping it local?
Well, we focus mainly on local stocks, so I'm going with Anglo American. It is kind of an offshore theme, though, because if you listen to what I've said over the last couple of months, I mean, we do think that there is going to be more infrastructure spend this time around during the stimulus. During the GFC, we saw a lot of monetary stimulus and created a lot of problems from an income inequality point of view, asset inequality. I think this time around, we will see a lot more infrastructure spend and kind of real world spend, which benefits the commodity producers. Anglo American has 50% of its business exposed to steel, which is because it mines iron ore and metallurgical coal. And also has exposure to PGMs. About 25% of EBITDA comes from Anglo Platinum. And then it's also got its big copper project and it's expanding in Peru, Pueblo Viejo. So I think it's very well positioned, and I think that as we see the money kind of flowing in from the stimulus, commodity prices will be even further supported, and Anglo American is well placed to take advantage.
Let's leave it there. Thank you both for having joined me this evening. Of course, that Mia Kruger from Kruger International and Mark du Toit from Oystercatcher Investments as well. I'll be back tomorrow to take more of your stock-related questions. Have a good evening.